Gary Strubel, CEO of Future Media, with 25 years of media industry expertise, stands out for his exceptional ability to navigate and lead media brands in a constantly evolving world, expertly guiding them not only to stay afloat post-pandemic, but also to continuously evolve through strategic mergers, acquisitions, and transformative initiatives. Gary's passion for driving change and encouraging innovation is evident as he spearheads the upcoming NetBank Future of Business Conference on the 21st of August. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Dora. Very kind of you to say all those things. None of them true, of course.
What was the vision behind bringing this event to life? And of course, what unique value do you believe this would offer to Namibian businesses?
Well, what we're seeing at the moment in Namibia is a lot of conferences aimed at certain sectors, the mining industry, oil and gas, especially there's an oil and gas conference almost every week. And these are important and crucial. But what we're not seeing a lot of is assistance for the next layer in Namibian business. The corporates are involved in a lot of these things. They get a lot of exposure. But owner-managed businesses are often the ones that are going to have to do the biggest transformation to be ready for what's coming.
Absolutely.
Whether that be in the agricultural sector, whether it be in the tourism sector, whether it be in mining, whether it be in oil and gas, whether it be in finance, or even in media. And we found ourselves looking around going, where do we provide platform for our managers, for our leaders, for the people that will drive change and drive innovation, to gain experience, to gain network, to hear from thought leaders, to be inspired, and perhaps even get information that is local of nature. It's very easy to look at an American case study and say, well, that has to happen. But the rules are different here and the environment's different and so are the problems. So the vision behind the conference is to be able to provide a platform for local businesses to access thought leaders from both South Africa and Namibia, but aimed at owner-managed and manager-managed businesses.
With that said, Gary, how will this conference illuminate the crucial interdependencies and the unique challenges with, of course, within the communication, the IT, the HR, and leadership, and provide actionable strategies to effectively manage these challenges?
Well, I think the key word in that question is interdependency. And what we're often seeing are very focused trainings on HR or on IT. But the owner-managed business, often the owner or the manager often has to have a range of different skills. But at the very least, he has to understand, he or she needs to understand what the problems and challenges in those areas are. And so what we've tried to do at a first year is to create a spread of different topics that would interest people who are in business. Every business owner is worried about cybersecurity. Every business owner is worried about managing Gen Zs and creating career paths for young people and training problems. Every single one of them is worried about leadership and how do they create a vision for the future. And so, and of course, communication marketing is an ever-changing world in which every business owner is interested in how am I speaking to my customers, how am I speaking to my staff and my various stakeholders. So we've tried to create a spread of information from thought leaders in each of those areas that would give those business owners or managers an opportunity to come away from a day of engagement, not only dealing with meeting and dealing with people in their industries and sectors, but also who are often dealing with the same problems, but in a different sector, be able to swap thoughts and ideas and then be able to bring this kind of broad range of information in.
I'm sure for many who would be attending, they might be asking, what is that most important takeaway that you think would be helpful from the NetBank Future of Business Conference?
I think the most important thing that every business in Namibia faces is that things are going to change.
Absolutely.
Change is inevitable. Now, it's a platitude to say that, and we hear it said a lot, but the truth is, in the Namibian economy prior to COVID, very little had changed. There had been growth, there had been innovation, certainly, but nothing had really disrupted. COVID was the first real disruption we'd experienced for a very long time, and I think many businesses felt themselves shorthanded in dealing with disruption and change. as we see issues like AI start creeping into the mainstream, and not creeping, rushing into the mainstream, we're now dealing with this on a daily basis. I imagine no one listening to this hasn't engaged with AI yet. Yeah. Change is happening faster and faster. And for many Namibian businesses, and especially owner-managed businesses, dealing with change is the most difficult part.
Yeah.
Doing the stuff you've been doing for 20 years is easy, especially when your staff have worked there for 20 years. But suddenly having to understand that you might need a retooled staff in five years' time, and how do you aim at that? The financing models are changing, the products are changing, the customer base is changing, and the technologies that serve your product into that market, whether it be trucks, whether it be computers, are all changing rapidly. So the single biggest takeaway that we, with the customers we work with, is the first question we ask is, what are you going to do that's new? Because if you're not doing new things, you're going to be left behind by the people who do the new things. That's the truth, right?
Yeah.
So change is coming. It has been coming. It will be coming faster and faster. And how we cope with change is going to define whether we're successful or not.
Great. Now, Future Media is not on this by themselves. The NetBank Future of Business Conference needs everyone on deck. Can we touch a little bit on who the partners are to make this possible?
Well, firstly, we've got three foundation partners. Auric is a wonderful business that is preparing Namibia's future leadership teams for change, for the future, for creating businesses that can survive change, innovation, disruption, and just change of leadership often, which is also something that businesses struggle with. And so Auric also felt the need, as we did, to arm and help business owners, business managers, and their management teams with better access to information. So that was at the heart of it. Nedbank immediately jumped at the opportunity to perform the same mission, i.e. to assist their clients, not only their clients, but businesses in Namibia with broader access to information and learning. So those are the three foundation partners. And I'd just like to say thank you to both Auric and especially to Nedbank, who are operating as the headline sponsor and will be bringing a tremendous amount of value to this conference by being able to tap into their vast expertise networks as well. So that when someone stands up on stage, it's not a sales pitch. It's them sharing real-world information about the challenges that they're facing or have faced and how they've dealt with it. Then we thought we're going to touch on a number of areas, and we need experts in those areas to join us as partners. Firstly, from a conferencing perspective, Drumbos was a natural choice for us to host this. It is one of the most iconic conference facilities in the country, and it is Drumbos' stated vision as well to be at the hub of business. And so we felt that that was a wonderful opportunity to bring businesses out to Drumbos and spend a wonderful day out in nature with their amazing facilities. Salt have come on board as our technology partner, providing us with amazing access to their experts and experts that they know that they can bring to bear to talk about these often insanely complicated spaces in the IT space, cybersecurity, the advent of AI, and then just basically how to convert your businesses into digital entities. APS, a leading recruitment company, the leading recruitment company in the country. Also, a very short conversation with APS saying, here's what we're trying to do, and immediately saw that they would be able to add a lot of value into the conference as well. HR is often the most difficult space for people to do. People are the hardest things to manage. Computers, you can just reset a door, as you know. But when you're on the run, it's hard to reset you. And we have to sort of let that play itself out. And so we asked APS to join us, and they've also given us access to speakers, topics, and insights into what challenges their customers are facing in this HR management space. And so we are very grateful to them as well. And, of course, Fly Namibia are always a valued partner in many of our initiatives. As a company that services all companies in the country, they know that developing the economy is good for their business case, and they also know that they want to be adding value back into the businesses that are their customers. And so that is our partnership team, and we're very happy that it's very recognizable brands, wonderful companies who want to participate and contribute back into that often underserviced space in our economy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Gary, for speaking to us today, and all the best for the 21st of August.
Thank you. I just want to end off by saying that this is a sales pitch, and we are asking Namibian businesses to consider buying tickets for their management teams to come out and spend the day. What I can say is I promise it will not be a waste of time. That businesses will come out of a day of conferencing. Often these conferences are talk sessions. We've tried very hard to make this almost workshop orientated, where we are trying to be as practical as possible with as many real world. So, you know, it doesn't help. We keep talking about Apple as an example. We are talking about local businesses and how they've achieved things. And that it will not only be inspiring, but it'll also be very educational. Yeah. Come along for the day. You won't be sorry.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gary, for speaking to us today. Join the Future of Business Conference on the 21st of August. That is at Droombos. To dive deeper into these topics and future-proof your business, tickets are available. That is on myeticket.na. For more details, head over to thefutureofbusiness.com.na.